USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Presidential politics taking center stage this Good Friday morning. Donald Trump commenting briefly on the road ahead for the wife and young child of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Trump paid respects at the family wake on Thursday in New York. The 31-year-old NYPD officer was shot by a suspect during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. Trump said he's an advocate for law and order. President Biden's being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A federal judge Thursday sentencing Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington megadonor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud scheme centered on his crypto empire. Bankman-Fried faced a maximum 110 years in prison. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and on Americans. He points to the current status of immigration at the U.S. southern border.
People are dying. Texas citizens are dying, whether it's from fentanyl or an illegal drug driver or a killer or a gang member. People are dying in this country.
Patrick also spoke in favor of the new state law in Texas, SB4, which would allow state and local officers to arrest those suspected of entering the country illegally. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.